You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Jill Roberts. We're online as well at WQCS.org.
Any other jobs that they had? Did they help in the fields, in the vegetable fields? Okay.
Third grade students from St. James Christian Academy stand excitedly around two horses at the farm run by the St. Lucie County Extension Office.
What we're going to do today is we're going to meet a lot of different animals that live on a farm. Now, obviously, this is an example of a farm. How big do you think some of our farms are?
The students will also see and pet a calf, sheep, and goats, and learn about chickens housed on site. Susan Munyon, the extension agent who runs the farm, wants the kids to take a few things back home from their visit.
I want them to share with their families that they actually know where their food comes from, and they know why these animals are important in our lives, not just for pets, but actually they have a purpose and for food production.
This farm and other programs run by the Extension Office are possible today because of legislation signed 150 years ago by President Abraham Lincoln. Anita Neal is the University of Florida St. Lucie County Extension Director. She says they plan an open house Saturday to celebrate the establishment of the land-grant colleges.
Land-grant college is a system that was actually set up through that Morrill Act to give 30,000 acres to each state. And that land could be used to place a university on, or they could sell the land and put the university at some other site.
In 1884, the Florida Agricultural College was established in Lake City. It's now, of course, the University of Florida, located in Gainesville. Peter Stefella is a professor and center director at the Indian River Research and Education Center in Fort Pierce. He's been there 31 years. He says in that time, the research and education efforts at the college have evolved. Today, citrus diseases such as canker and greening are a high priority.
Diseases were studied 31 years ago. It's just a matter of different diseases. Greening and canker didn't occur back in the 80s. There were several other diseases that did, but certainly not as devastating as we have today with primarily greening. Other issues that we're studying that weren't studied back then are best management practices. Now the growers are looking not only to make a profit and grow the best crop they can, but also how can we do that and preserve the environment at the same time.
He also points to the fact a class offered for a degree at the university can now include students from across the state, the nation, and even the world.
The reason we can do that now is called distance education. Although the professors teaching the courses may be at other research centers, maybe at the University of Florida, as well as located here at our center, through distance education, a lot of students now can get their degree locally as far as their undergraduate.
And there's no reason to think that things won't continue to evolve for the land-grant colleges, says Anita Neal, St. Lucie County Extension Director.
I think that in the long term, we will be conducting in the same fashion, that we will have a teaching element and a research element and an extension element. They may look different because, as we all know, things are becoming much more technological.
Find out more about the many opportunities, educational and otherwise, offered by the Extension Office Saturday, as several of the facilities will host activities from 9 a.m. till noon.
You get to go to the farm where you find out where your food comes from and find out how farmers manage that water on their land effectively. And come here and learn about what the students here in Fort Pierce have learned from the University of Florida. Check out the insects. Check out all kinds of activities that they're doing. Come to our plant sale and learn about how to grow your own food and how to preserve it. And if you have problems with bed bugs, we can help you out there too.
We'll post a link to the St. Lucie County Extension Office and its planned activities on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.